Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, motorists have escaped injury following a road traffic collision in Letterkenny this afternoon. A North Inishowen councillor has called for at least 20 extra beds at Cairndonagh Community Hospital. Hundreds of people near Gordahork have been left without service due to broken phone lines that have yet to be fixed. And a Donegal TD says figures received through a Dáil question show that government continues to break the law when it comes to children with disabilities in Donegal. These stories and full plus more to follow. Oisín Kelly will have the latest sports news at around 8:15. But first, motorists have escaped injury following a road traffic collision in Letterkenny this afternoon. Gardaí received a report of the three-vehicle crash at the mountain top at around 3:15. They say no injuries have been reported at this time. A North Inishowen councillor has called for at least 20 extra beds at Cairndonagh Community Hospital. Councillor Ali Farn visited the hospital recently after receiving a call from a family who are trying to get a bed for a family member who's been in Letterkenny University Hospital for 3 weeks. However, all 46 beds were full and there's a waiting list that is getting longer. On today's 9 till noon show, Councillor Farn told Greg Hughes it's time for a local campaign.
Cairn Hospital has the potential to be expanded. There's room there to build on a new place, but we've got to be probably more vocal. We've got to bang the drum. We've got to let them know that coming down the line, there's going to be a severe lack of long-term beds and step-down beds in North Inishowen. The story at the moment in Cairn is 46, and they certainly need another 20 ASAP. If the census was checked up, and would 20 even be enough? But they have the room, they have the site. We need our TDs and the decision makers to know about it. And I'm sure it's the same in lots of other areas around the county as well. But for North Inishowen, Cairndonagh certainly needs at least 20 more beds, and they need them last week.
Hundreds of people near Gordahork have been left without service due to broken phone lines that have yet to be fixed. This was due to a road traffic collision that occurred a number of days ago on the N56 in which a car smashed into the pole. Councillor Michael McClafferty has been in touch with AIR to resolve the situation but has been told a road opening licence is needed. He says the fact that people in rural Donegal have been abandoned in this way is unacceptable.
Probably over 100 or more houses, if not more, around that area have no communication at all, no phone line, no broadband, no TV. A number of people there with different various medical situations, medical requirements, Katie. They have no buzzer alarms, they have no pendants, they have nothing. There's no way of the outside world contacting them. Some okay, may have family members close by, some don't. This is causing a huge problem. Others, family members are going to work, they don't know what's happening at home. People in the house don't have mobiles. Even your mobiles over there itself in certain areas, mobiles useless because it doesn't work with the bad coverage. I've been on to air coming about this today and yesterday as well, trying to get this sorted. The problem is now just because a lot of the stuff with air coming at the minute is farmed out to private contractors, if you like. It's taking them time to get round to it. I'm after getting word down from Aircom that there's a delay with a road opening licence. This is crazy, crazy stuff like as such. As long as you put up a pole, like, at the end of the day, there should be no need for a licence along the road to put up a bloody pole. Like, not beyond anybody's reach, I don't believe, at the moment, to come immediately and do this in the Gordahork area.
A Donegal TD says figures received through a Dáil question show that government continues to break the law when it comes to children with disabilities in Donegal. Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says there is a shameful failure on the government's part to address the deepening crisis in assessments of need for children. Once they are referred, children should receive their assessments within 6 months, but figures show that 346 children in Donegal are overdue on an assessment of need, and of the 55 who have received it, only one was in the legal six-month timeframe. Deputy McLaughlin says that points to a deep failure.
Every one of those instances is breaking the law. I mean, the timeline is 6 months, and this is critical to fully assess the nature of the disability and what supports will be needed moving forward. And we have children, you know, who are languishing, who are not able to achieve their potential. It just has to be grappled with once and for all.
Is the issue staffing? Is the issue funding? Is it a mixture of both?
It's just unfortunately, the product of a long-term failure in terms of staffing and training. What we're told by the HSE and in Donegal, like, we've had forums uniquely because of the waiting lists and the inability to fill a whole range of positions. Right across the spectrum, there's been a failure to fill positions, and this has gone on now for a long period. And it isn't just in terms of assessments that it needs. It's respite. It's the whole spectrum of care. It is deeply, deeply frustrating this is just getting worse and worse. And indeed, the government, who are breaking the law, you know, in terms of these delays, are actually now proposing to change the law rather than solve this issue. It's a long-running saga, but it's getting worse. And there has to be an acceptance now that we have a crisis, and everything must be done to get these assessments and needs, to get the framework for children to achieve their potential and to support the parents in the schools.
Labour says charging refugees for their accommodation will cost the state more than it's worth. The measure is contained in a memo due to go before the Cabinet tomorrow. Other proposals include tightening the restrictions around access to citizenship. Labour TD Ged Nash is opposed to charging working refugees who are living in temporary accommodation.
This is virtue signalling, plain and simple. For example, the issue on housing, we have concluded ourselves, looking at the information that we have at the moment, that by and large this will probably cost more in terms of personnel and core costs to actually collect these charges than actually what would be collected in the long run. It seems to me that what the Minister is seeking to do here is to deter people from coming to this country.
Neil Bruton, co-director of the Migrants' Rights Centre of Ireland, says the measures are regressive.
These measures are unnecessary and do not take into account, you know, the reality of a person fleeing a country, seeking asylum in Ireland, everything they might have been through to do that, the long-term trauma, the issues they face, and just putting additional barriers in the way of people who, by the way, have already been granted refugee status to gain citizenship or bring their family here just seems utterly cruel.
A worker has died in an incident at Tato site in County Meath. The company says it happened at the site in Ashburn this morning, and the person involved was an employee of an independent potato supplier. The Health and Safety Authority is investigating the incident. Tato says it's committed to supporting any investigations, and the safety and well-being of all on its site is its highest priority. The clinical lead of the new vet school at ATU's Letterkenny campus says they are already on what will be a long road to full accreditation. The first cohort of 40 students is due to be enrolled in September of next year, with the course now available for application through the CAO. The students will spend the first year at the Port Road campus with the intention to move to a purpose-built clinical facility in Carnamugga in 2027. Professor Patrick Pollock is head of veterinary medicine and surgery at the ATU. He says there will be an initial 40 students in the school when the course gets underway next September.
We'll have 40 places initially for students from across Ireland.
And what are the development plans into the future?
Hard to know at the moment. I think we know there's demand. We've got 290 or so children going overseas to access veterinary education in other parts of the world. And so I think it's likely that there'll be pressures on us to increase. But in the first instance, until we get accreditation, we won't increase from the 40.
You believe the accreditation won't be that far away? I mean, obviously it's something you're going to be working toward right from the off.
Veterinary education is a little bit unusual. You can't be accredited until you have a whole cohort through the course. So although there are milestones along the way, we're hopeful. We've had external and internal validation, which has gone to plan, and we're looking forward to hearing from the Veterinary Council of Ireland very soon with some positive news regarding accreditation.
It's significant that ATUs are starting to get courses like this, that ATUs are being considered in the same conversations as, shall we say, established universities. This effectively is a validation of what's happened with the setting up of the ATU and what's been done in terms of working together.
Yes, it is. This is a flagship programme for this university, for this county, for the island of Ireland. And, we're creating not just a veterinary education programme, we're creating a community here.
Midlands Northwest MEP Ciara Mullooly has again challenged the President of the European Parliament after her plan to stall a decision on a referral of the Mercosur trade agreement to the European Court of Justice. President Roberta Metsola declined to place a resolution on the agenda that would have asked the Court of Justice of the European Union for an opinion on the legality of the EU Mercosur trade package and the procedure proposed for its approval, saying it would contravene procedure. Mr. Mullooly challenged that on the floor of the Parliament.
I rise today to make a point of order under Rule 117 of the Parliament's Rules of Procedures. I do this alongside 145 signatories of this House from five political groups who've requested a legal opinion of the European Court of Justice. And I note what you say, President, this afternoon. But I raise the issue at you on precedent. It is our right as members of this House to request such an opinion. In 2019, we did this. There is a precedent. We have already requested an opinion before the Council had their position in an international agreement when the Parliament sought an opinion of the European Court of Justice on the EU accession to the Istanbul Convention. President, it is clear that both of these cases are international agreements and that one has been treated differently to the other.
President Metsola said she was relying on legal advice to the Parliament and suggested the court referral could go ahead in January. However, Mr. Mullooly claims a trade deal will have been pushed through by the European Commission before that. A man has been sentenced at Derry Crown Court today for drugs possession and supply offences. 28-year-old Jack Boyd from the Derry area was handed a four-year sentence, two of which are to be served in prison and two on licence. Tom Douglas reports.
On Saturday, the 4th of May 2024, at around 20 past 7 in the evening, officers from the district support team stopped a car being driven by Mr. Boyd in the Derry area, and following a search of the vehicle, he was arrested on suspicion of being concerned in the supply of Class B controlled drugs. He was subsequently street bailed to allow further police inquiries. Police accessed Mr. Boyd's mobile phone and located evidence of his suspected involvement in serious drug supply involving a cross-border organised crime gang involving quantities of suspected Class A and B drugs being supplied in the Derry area. On July 26, 2024, at around 9:50 p.m, officers observed Mr. Boyd's vehicle being driven in Derry, and upon stopping it, he was arrested on suspicion of being concerned in the supply of a Class A controlled drug. A follow-up search at a property in Derry resulted in the seizure of a number of phones, a quantity of cash and suspected Class B drugs. He was further arrested on suspicion of possession of a Class B controlled drug, being concerned in the offer to supply Class A and B controlled drugs, and possession of criminal property and subsequently charged to court in relation to these offences.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after the short break.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, Letterkenny. Give the perfect gift this Christmas with a gift card from michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:15. Oisín's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Kitty. We start with international football, and Cristiano Ronaldo looks set to be available for the start of Portugal's World Cup campaign. That's despite the red card against the Republic of Ireland. And FIFA Disciplinary Committee has imposed a three-match ban, but the final two games are suspended for 1 year, provided there is no similar infringement during the probation period. He has already served the one-match suspension in Portugal's final qualifier against Armenia. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola is hoping for a positive reaction from his side when they face Bayer Leverkusen in the Champions League tonight. Their Premier League title challenge hit a bump at the weekend, suffering defeat to Newcastle. But the Man City manager says they want to get the European fate decided as soon as possible.
Searching the table in Bundesliga, massively important game to finish what we want to finish in the first eight, and one more point will be already qualified for the next round in front of the 23 or 24 teams.
Kickoff to that game is at 8 o'clock. At the same time, Barcelona visits Stamford Bridge for a meeting with Chelsea when Newcastle go away to Marseille. Elsewhere, Dortmund take on Villarreal, Bodo Glimt face Juventus, Napoli host Karabag, and Slava Prague are entertaining Athletic Club. Two games are getting underway at 5:45. Ajax go up against Benfica, and Galatasaray are meeting Union SG. Hibernian can move to within 2 points of second place Celtic in the Premiership in Scotland tonight. David Gray's side, who have won four from their last six matches, travel to Motherwell. Hibs take on Celtic this coming weekend. Also tonight, there are games in the English Championship where the top two meet at the Riverside. Middlesbrough in second spot take on the leaders Coventry City, who are 7 points clear at the top. And in the Irish League, Premier Division leaders Coleraine are at home to second place Larne, and Linfield take on Crusaders. Both games there start at 7:45. Derry City manager Tiernan Lynch has admitted that he's eyeing up a move for James McLean and a return to the Brandywell. Lynch told the Derry Journal he would definitely take the Republic of Ireland centurion if a deal with Wrexham can be struck in the new year. McLean, of course, played for the Candy Stripes from 2008 to 2011. Jack Byrne has also been linked with a move to Derry next season. To Gaelic Games, former All-Star, All-Ireland winner and double O'Neill Cup winner in Tyrone, Justin McMahon, has been appointed the new senior manager of his hometown club, Oma St Enda's. A former coach with Andy McEntee's Antrim, McMahon takes the role alongside Dean O'Neill, who guided the club's reserves to the 2025 League and Championship double. To schools, Gaelic Games, there was victory for Abbey Vocational School this afternoon in the McCrory Cup. The Donegal Town side defeated Our Lady Secondary School of Castleblaney. 119 to 213 was how it ended in the third round game, which was played at the Donegal GA Centre in Convoy. On the colleges front, the ATU Donegal men's and women's basketball teams both have games this evening. They feature in a double header at the Dunfermline Sports Hall in Letterkenny, with the men's team taking on University of Ulster Belfast in Division 2 at 6 o'clock, while the ladies will host University of Ulster Coleraine from 7.15. And in Camogie, ATU Donegal will play McGee College from 7.30 this evening at the Donegal GA Centre in Convoy. Tadhg Byrne has been included in World Rugby's Team of the Year for 2025. The Munster player is selected for the second successive year. Byrne is the only Irish player in the side, with South Africa leading the way with six players in the 15. The RDS is set for a major rebrand. It will be known as the Lyle Arena when its €52 million development is completed next year. The revamped venue, including a fully rebuilt stand and grandstand, will hold more than 20,000 fans. Ulster have received a timely boost ahead of Friday's URC clash with Benetton this weekend. Yarno Augustus and Cormac Isichukwu are both back in team training after injury layoffs. Ireland internationals Ian Henderson, Jacob Stockdale and Nick Timoney have also returned from camp. However, Ben Carson is sidelined with a hamstring injury, and Michael Lowry remains out after suffering an ankle injury in an Ireland selection win over Spain recently. Finally, the Ireland men's cricketers have been drawn in a tricky group for next year's T20 World Cup. They're in Group B along with 2021 winners Australia, co-host Sri Lanka, Zimbabwe and Oman. Ireland's campaign begins on Valentine's Day next year in the Sri Lankan capital. There you go, Kitty. That's your sports. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. A special meeting of Donegal County Council is to be called to discuss the slow progress in implementing flood risk mitigation works in Donegal. Moving a motion calling for more funding, Councillor Noel Jordan told members that people in South Donegal who experienced severe flooding in 2023 expected mitigation works to be carried out very quickly, but that didn't happen and they now live in fear. He also called on the OPW to take responsibility for works instead of providing funding for others to carry them out. Councillor Jordan told Ryan Brawley that some works commissioned during 2020 and 2021 have yet to begin.
People are living in fear of their households and businesses being flooded. When you hear a scheme being released, it's been advertised, but it's taken years to get the construction. So I was asking where they've identified areas where they can release some of this flooding and prevent households and businesses from being flooded. These works should be carried out in the advance of the scheme being the scheme going to construction, full construction of it. We're looking at about four to five different phases to get to construction. Some of these schemes that have been released, the one in Donegal, Donegal Town, was released in 2023. You had Castle Finn and Lufford and a number of others released maybe 3 or 4 years before that. None of them have gone to construction. And they're still collecting data.
And you were calling on the OPW to stop pawning off the task, I believe your word was, and take responsibility.
We have a, I have a case in Inver Village, and that was caused by coastal erosion. The OPW will provide the money to protect them two households. But they won't take responsibility. They're handing that over to the road section, and that's not fair. If the road section doesn't take the responsibility, the householder has to take the responsibility of the maintenance, if anything else happens there and occurs in years to come. They still have to take it. So I'm asking, if they're going to, if the department of the Office of Public Works provides the money, they should be taking responsibility for any of that work.
And now for the weather. Cloudy tonight with rain and drizzle becoming widespread. Lowest temperatures of 4 to 7 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, motorists have escaped injury following a road traffic collision in Letterkenny this afternoon. Gardaí received a report of the three-vehicle crash at the mountain top at around 3:15. They say no injuries have been reported at this time. A North Inishowen councillor has called for at least 20 extra beds at Carndonagh Community Hospital. Councillor Ali Farron visited the hospital recently after receiving a call from a family who were trying to get a bed for a family member who's been in Letterkenny University Hospital for 3 weeks. However, all 46 beds were full and there's a waiting list that is getting longer. Hundreds of people near Gordahork have been left without service due to broken phone lines that have yet to be fixed. This was due to a road traffic collision that occurred a number of days ago on the N56 in which a car smashed into the pole. Councillor Michael McClafferty has been in touch with AIR to resolve the situation but has been told a road opening licence is needed. And a Donegal TD says figures received through a Dáil question show that government continues to break the law when it comes to children with disabilities in Donegal. Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says there's a shameful failure on government's part to address the deepening crisis in assessments of need for children. Once they are referred, children should receive their assessments within 6 months, but figures show that 346 children in Donegal are overdue an assessment of need, and of the 55 who have received it, only one was within the legal six-month timeframe. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, November 25th. The death has taken place of Robert James Moore, Brookfield, Riversdale, Carndonagh. Robert's remains will leave Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home, Station Road, Carndonagh, this evening at 7 p.m. going to his home. Family home private this evening. Visiting at Robert's home tomorrow and Thursday from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Friday at 1:40 p.m. for 2 p.m. funeral service at Hillhead Presbyterian Church. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers and donations in lieu, if desired, to Carndonagh Community Hospital Patient Comforts Fund, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin funeral directors. The death has taken place of Thomas McNulty, 9 Melmount Gardens, Strabane, reposing at his home. Funeral leaving there on Thursday morning at 9:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley's funeral directors, Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Reverend Dr. Martin Marty David McNeely, late of Ballykeel and Fawn Presbyterian Churches. After a private interment, a service of thanksgiving for the life and witness of Marty will be held in Connor Presbyterian Church, Carncombe Road, Kells, Ballymena, tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Family home private, no flowers please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, may be made payable to James Henry Funeral Services, 100 Brushane Street, Ballymena, for Christian Union Ireland and Christ in Sport. The death has taken place of Margaret Gusty Alcorn, Cleggan, Hornhead, Dunfanaghy, County Donegal. Wake taking place until 9 p.m. this evening. Everyone welcome. Funeral service in the Holy Trinity Church, Hornhead Road, Dunfanaghy, tomorrow at 2 p.m. Burial afterwards in Clondahorkey Cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin Funeral Directors. For information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.